today on Real Radio.
God is about to do something. Does that excite you? Do you want to be involved? What's he going to do? I don't know. I don't care to know. It's probably better I don't know. But I just want to be ready when he does it.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Our Greatest Threat Today, continues a series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. Thanks for joining us today. You know, the prophet Isaiah is well known for both his near and far prophecies. God used him to warn Judah and the city of Jerusalem of the coming judgment if they didn't turn from their sin. But God also gave him visions far into the future, the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and what will happen in the last days when Christ returns. In Isaiah chapter 16, we looked at those nations who have connections with Israel. God's hand is on Israel and will move nations according to his will for Israel. With all things considered, the fact that Israel exists as a nation today tells us that the world is moving towards the last days. Now continuing in Isaiah chapter 17, we see how Damascus, one of the oldest cities in the world, will play a role in the end time events. So today on day 3 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that God is by nature a strong rock that we can rely on. But when we become full and satisfied with the things of this world, he begins to strip away those things that divide our affections. And we find out the further we drift from God, the more difficult life becomes. And now continuing his lesson called Our Greatest Threat Today, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Have you ever wondered how do the Old Testament believers ever remind themselves or, and you think about that. You say, well, Jack, you know, they had the pillar and the fire and the cloud and the glory. No. Only one generation had that. What about David? David living over 10 years in the wilderness as an outcast fugitive, a guy who had been promised the kingdom by God. It's not happening. Can you imagine? What would you do? Kind of, he was like in prison in 10 years in the desert. Think about that. How did he survive? Would you have survived? Hope. Hope in what? I'm so tempted to. Oh. I'll just say this. His only hope is in the Word of God, not some fancy book, okay? Or some mantra. I am happy. I am strong. You know. If that works, then listen, ship a bunch of those books to the persecuted church. No, you know what? They wouldn't even read it. They'd say, send me a Bible. Give me a Bible. Give me the eternal Word of God that is spiritual power. So this is what they did. This is what David did. This is fun. Get ready to write this down. You're going to want this. I have prescription pads that I write when I'm serious. When I have a counseling session with people, I have a prescription pad. I made it myself. It looks amazing. It's probably totally legal, but it looks real. Someone's talking, and so it's like, okay, I'm writing it down. And at the end of the hour, it's whoosh, here you go. It's better than the shot, right? And this is one of those verses that's just, it's always a great prescription. Psalm 42:1. As the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. Listen, this is a man who's very depressed. This is a man who's an outcast. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where's your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. You ever been there? For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God. with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept the pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Listen, this is key, Christian. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you. That's a prescription to keep you from forgetting God. That is our greatest threat today as individual believers and as a church, forgetting God. When you get the raise at the company or the promotion or your kid gets home safe and it's like, whew, whoa, that was close. Or, man, you know, I worked hard this year. God brought him or her home safely. God gave you the ability to work hard that year. And you just thank you, God. Remember him. Remember him and thank him. And when you're down, listen, we all need this. This is why we're social creatures. Don't try to be unsociable. We need people, believers in our lives. When someone's down, we should go up to them. Now, and look, let's be honest. Don't come up to me and say, are you all right? People do that a lot. And they're always like, and I'm thinking, what's up? Do I have like, because I don't have much, I just got in trouble yesterday with this. I don't have feeling on my face. I can cut myself shaven. I can bleed to death. You can't even tell. It's like, Jack, you're bleeding. I had food on my face yesterday. My daughter goes, can't you feel that? I can't feel a thing. It's just dead as can be. I don't know. Over the years of, I don't know. But it's just numb. And why am I saying this? Because, what was I saying? I'm started thinking, yeah, why is it so numb? What was it? What? That's not it. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, let me get back to the Bible. That's always good. Back to the Bible. When you're down, you take this, and we have to remember this. I got it. We have to remember one another. We can't just come up to somebody and say, are you okay? Are you all right? Don't do that. Go up to them and say, hey, you know what? Are you okay? Because here's the deal. I want to give you this verse. Don't ask me how I am. If you're concerned enough, are you okay? Come up and say, are you okay? Because I think you ought to read Psalm 42. Give me something. Give me a prescription, will you? And you need to preach to yourself. That's what David's doing. He went like this. Why are you so downcast, O my soul? Talking to himself. My heart is heavy within me. What's up? He's given himself the word of God. We need to do this. Not only with ourselves, but with each other. That's how they made a change in their lives. They got the word inside of them. They seized it with a tenacity. They took it with them into battle. Listen, we're all prone to this. We have to be careful about forgetting God. It comes vividly home in Revelation chapter 2, verse 1. Revelation 2, 1, Jesus is speaking, and he says, to the angel of the church at Ephesus write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand and he who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works and your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and you have found them to be liars. And you have persevered and have patience. What a great report card, right? And have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Nevertheless, verse 4, I have something against you, that you have left your first love. I mean, they had great works, man. I mean, that was an active church. Very busy church. But Jesus says, you know what? Behind the scene, your hearts are cold. Look at verse 5. Verse 5, first word. What's the remedy for a cold heart? You have a, don't raise your hand, but do you have a cold heart tonight as a Christian? Are you cold towards Jesus? Are you kind of like, well, whatever. Listen, your heart's cold. You've left your first love. What's the remedy? Remember. Verse 5, remember therefore from where you have fallen. Go back, figure it out. Do some pathology. Do a little crime scene investigation. Find out where did you commit this crime in your heart against God and leave him somewhere. Go back to that spot. Pick him up. Can you imagine Jesus somewhere, and maybe in your life, Jesus is a couple blocks down the street. And he's like, hey, you made that turn so fast, I fell out. You forgot. You forgot about me. You're so busy. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Change your mind. That's what it means. Change your mind. Go back. Love me again from a hot heart, from a true heart. This is a dangerous thing. We forget God. And we can be very spiritual looking, very busy, and forget him. The next thing I want you to see is that verse 10 says that you need to be mindful of the rock of your stronghold. Wow, the rock of your protection. It's time for you and I to remember what God is by nature. He is the rock. He's the strong rock. The word mindful here means, it's an amazing word. It means to mark or to etch into the memory. That's vivid, isn't it? It means to mention to yourself over and over again, talk to yourself, bring it up over and over again. And I wrote that down today, looking at that, looking up those words, and I had to almost chuckle because you and I live in a day and an age where we can get away with this easily. To repeat and talk to yourself about the promises of God and the things of God. We can sit in our cars, nobody's around, or be walking around, and we're talking and talking. There's not another person with us. And listen, 20 years ago, you would have been arrested in public for being a lunatic. That guy's gone crazy. He's just talking to himself, walking around. Now we have technology to where we're talking to people, driving. We are constantly talking and all this stuff. Hey, look, listen, we can sit in our cars right now and just be talking to God and look completely normal. Oh, God, I need you. Lord, strengthen me. God, help me. Over to etch it in to our hearts and our minds. The nature of God is to give that to us. He loves that. There's no salvation outside of him. You know that. We're learning that on Sundays. Also, Hosea chapter 2, verse 13. Hosea 2:13 says, I will punish her, that's Israel, for the days of the Baals, false worship, to which she burned incense. She decked herself with her earrings and jewelry and went after her lovers, but me she forgot, says the Lord. Yikes. Don't want to do that. God by nature loves. Isn't it amazing that God would write this? He says, man, you're breaking my heart. He cares. He's a person. And Psalm 18, verse 1, the Bible says, I love you, Lord, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Verse 3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved. Wow. That's a great portion of scripture to memorize. God is all these things to me. He's the rock, the stronghold. The very place, he's the one to go and seek shelter in time of need. And then quickly, it's time for you and I to remember what God is about to do. This is important to me. This is important to us. God is about to do something, Christian. Here's the deal. Do you believe that? Listen, the more you know history, God's history, the more you know God's word in the past and the promises he's made, the more hope you have for what's about to happen tomorrow and the day after and for the rest of your life, because you know he keeps his word. Too many Christians today have no real hope. They have no real confidence because they don't know anything about what their God has done in the past. People are missing it. We need to change that in our lives. God is about to do something. Does that excite you? Do you want to be involved? What's he going to do? I don't know. I don't care to know. It's probably better I don't know. But I just want to be ready when he does it. Lord, don't pass me by. Does that kind of terrify you that God would pass you by? Couldn't you imagine if God says, man, I'm about ready to do something, but you really don't want to be used. Oh, no. God, use me. Whatever you're going to do, use me. Oh, man. Because you have forgotten the God of your salvation and have not been mindful of the rock of your strongholds. Hosea 13, verse 6, and we'll end quickly. Hosea 13, 6 says, but when you had eaten, listen, America, listen, Christian, but when you had eaten and were satisfied, this could be our greatest threat today. You became proud and forgot me. So now I will attack you like a lion, like a leopard that lurks along the road, like a bear whose cubs have been taken away. You don't mess with a bear who's lost her cubs. I will tear out your heart. I will devour you like a hungry lioness and mangle you like a wild animal. You are about to be destroyed, O Israel. Yes, by me, your only helper. You hear his heart? That's strong. They forgot him. Proverbs 23, verse 5 says, will you set your eyes on that which is not? Or will you focus on stuff that's not a reality? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. Wow. Hey, what's the thing? Is the lottery tonight? How do you know? $1.5 billion. Biggest one ever. You know what? I looked at that this week. And we're too rich. You say, oh, no. Poor people. Did you know mostly poor people bought tickets? Still too rich. If that's how we spend our money... Are you kidding? If we decided to, you know, what's our national debt now? 19 trillion? You know, here's 1.5 billion. I know that's like nothing compared to, but it's like we're just throwing money away. And it's not even their money, it's not even our money to throw away. Amen. It's God. God's gonna hold us accountable for it in the end. What'd you do with what I gave you? The Bible says, now what? Someone's gonna win this. I don't have the data. You can look it up later. But for example, if you win and you're in New York, you have to pay something like $577 million in taxes. What's that? It's 50%? Isn't that hilarious? You don't get that. The government gets a whole bunch. But the Bible says, watch out. You forget God when you get rich, and your money will sprout wings and fly away. Wow. Church, we have got to be very careful that in all of our business, we're all busy, you guys. We live in very terrifying times that we need to be very diligent about our walks, very serious. We need to take our Christianity just very, very systematically and go after God. Go after him. So many times in the Bible, God said, you went after me like a lover in the wilderness. It's amazing he would talk like that for us to determine, that's it, Lord. Strip away from me. Can we pray that prayer? Lord, strip away from me things that distract. Do you feel brave tonight? Do you want to have some courage? And say now, Lord, anything distracting me from getting close to you, take it away. Or restructure that in my life, God. Lord, if something is in my life and it's competing with you as a priority, knock it down. Cut down that tree or remove that idol. God, if there's something where my affections are divided, if there's something in my life which is the real underlying reason why I'm following you, I'm a fair weather believer. I'm following you because it's been real good. And if I'm not true, make me true. Think of that. Are you following Jesus tonight because it's okay? Because when persecution breaks out and it's not okay, will you still see him so valuable and so precious? Will your heart be so hot for him? That would be a small price to pay, because he has given us eternal life. Serious things. Don't forget God. It's easy to do. Heavenly Father, we confess to you tonight that we're prone to forget you in our business. We're prone to forget you on the baseball field or at the beach or on the construction site. We're prone. We get so in to the things of this life, Lord. And we're asking you tonight to change us, Lord. We don't want to make these missteps at this late hour. We want to be ready to meet you. So search our hearts, oh God. Try us and see if there be any wicked way in us. Lead us, Lord, in the way everlasting. We commit our lives to you now. We look up. We're ready. Jesus, come. And until you do, use us to the full.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called Our Greatest Threat Today. Thanks for joining us today, and our hope is that in all that you do, you remember God and all that he's done for you. Our Greatest Threat Today is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. It's a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, we've got a special offer for you from Pastor Jack, and I'd like to tell you about it. It's called Look What Jesus Christ Did. He did an amazing work. And it's from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 22. In this four-part message on DVD, Pastor Jack explains exactly what Jesus Christ did for us and what the Bible teaches about eternity, redemption, water baptism, and so much more. Many of us know that Jesus Christ lived here on earth and that he died on a cross, but do we truly understand what he actually did? The Apostle Peter's very purpose for living was to boldly claim what Jesus Christ did for all of humanity. He died for both the just and the unjust by taking that debt that we owed to God for our sins and carried it to the cross. Jesus literally died in our place so that we could spend eternity in heaven with him. So again, this special four-part message is called Look What Jesus Did. He did an amazing work, from 1 Peter chapter 3. It's available for your gift of any amount, and you can get it at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. When giving your gift, make sure you request Look What Jesus Did. He did an amazing work. Get this special offer today at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Did you know that Pastor Jack is very much active on social media? So, if you'd like a free and convenient way to help support this ministry, or if you're just interested in what Pastor Jack has to say on current events, be sure to check out his Facebook page, Instagram, and subscribe to his YouTube channel. For more Pastor Jack and to help support this ministry, follow Pastor Jack on social media. Our phone number, if you should need it, is 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. Also, the address, P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.